Teamwork is critical to safety inside and outside of the healthcare system, and an integral part of EMS care delivery. A very large body of research links poor teamwork to negative outcomes. Teams of two EMTs, paramedics, pre-hospital nurses, and other configurations are commonly found in ambulances and air medical systems nationwide. Unfortunately, very little is known about teamwork in EMS, what it looks like, how it is similar or different from other sectors of healthcare, and what factors threaten high-quality teamwork between partners. Welcome to I'm Just an Ambulance Driver, a podcast series from MSARN. Today's podcast is the first in a mini-series on teamwork. Today, we interview the world's leading authority in teamwork measurement, Dr. Eduardo Salas. Dr. Salas is a distinguished professor at the University of Central Florida. For several years, Drs. Patterson and Salas have worked together to fill the gap on teamwork research in EMS. Some of their collaboration focused on developing a reliable and valid tool for measuring teamwork between EMS workers and the Dyad partnership. A paper describing such a tool, the EMT Teamwork Survey Tool, will appear in the January 2012 issue of Pre-Hospital Emergency Care. Today, we want to provide our listeners with a frame of reference on teamwork. We recently interviewed Dr. Salas and asked him to characterize some of the key components of teamwork and identify some common threats to teams performing optimally. Dr. Salas described what he calls the seven C's of teamwork.
The one is, of course, communication. Communication is the information protocols that team members use in order to achieve the task. So, you know, the frequency of communication, the accuracy of the communication, the lingo they use. So communication obviously is one. Two is coordination, and coordination is defined as the behavioral strategies, the behavioral mechanisms that teams use to execute the task or what they have in front of them. So these are things like backup behavior, situation monitoring. Then you have cooperation. Cooperation is the motivational aspect of teamwork. That is, that teammates or team members like being in a team, that they like and seek the input from others. And so there's a motivational component. Then you have cognition. Cognition is essentially shared understanding. Do they have the knowledge or what is required for them? Do they have the knowledge about the mission, the task, their equipment? Then you have conflict. Conflict is every team, no matter where they are or what they do, have conflicts. So these are the mechanisms also that teams put in place to resolve conflict. The literature will suggest that, you know, some conflict is good. Conflict that is mission-specific, task-specific, as opposed to person-specific. Then you have conditions. Teams work around the conditions that the organization sets up for them. Conditions is the leadership supportive, is the organization sending signals that teamwork is something that they value, that they support, that they reinforce. You can have the best team in the world, the best team training in the world, and if the conditions are not set to support the teamwork, then the team doesn't function accordingly. Probably the final C is coaching. So in teams, I find that effective team leaders are really coaches. They support team members. They give feedback to team members, provide developmental activities for their teams. So coaching is another one. So in emergency situations, coaching is critical because you need to understand who has the expertise, who's in control of the emergency situation at one point. So as opposed to just the leader being always in charge, the leader needs to recognize that, you know, I'm the only the coach here. Maybe I'm not the best one to be leading this thing at this point, and there's this other team member who has more experience.
Secondly, we wanted to know about the threats to teamwork, and specifically, the threats that can affect new teams, specifically an ambulance crew who's working together for the first time ever. Dr. Salas helped to identify the connection between his seven C's.
So in stressful emergency situations, what I see matters the most is a number of these C's. First, you need to have a shared understanding, so cognition, how, you know, quickly you can understand what you have in front of you. And once you have that shared understanding, then you ought to launch three things. You know, your communication very quickly, your coordination, how you're going to do these things, who's going to do what, and hopefully the conditions will be there.
Dr. Salas spoke of the factors that can derail a team and the teamwork atmosphere within an organization. He said that individual personalities that disrupt the seven C's within a team are strong causes of teamwork derailment. Dr. Salas describes two derailers of teamwork controllable by the workplace and found within an organization.
There are a number of killers. The first one is the conditions. So, again, you can have the best team, and they've all been working together for a long time. They know each other. They have a shared understanding of what they need to do. And then the culture in the organization does not support teamwork. That's the first one. Management, leadership, top management does not send signals, again, that this matters. People are very good. We are all very good at reading the signals in organizations or what is important. Second derailer is mutual trust. If you don't trust your team members, for example, even though they might be a good functioning team, then you're going to exercise caution about how do you use them, how do you use these people that you don't trust, because you make a judgment on them that they're not good at something or they need supervision, and then you're going to spend resources in making sure that this person doesn't screw up, doesn't do things. So mutual trust is another derailer.
As we have learned, there are many factors that are required in the culture of teamwork, any of which can be lacking and have catastrophic impact on the teamwork in an EMS setting. Tune into MSARN in the coming months to hear more about teamwork in this new mini-series. To learn more about MSARN or to leave feedback on our podcast, log on to www.msarn.org. For MSARN, my name is Charlie Warner, and I'm just an ambulance driver. Thank you. Good day.